Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Fresh global growth concerns weighed on US equity markets following the release of some soft manufacturing data on both sides of the Atlantic last Friday. The Dow dropped 460 points or 1.77%, with banks a notable drag on the index as Treasury yields continued to slide. Boeing fell 2.8% after Indonesian airline Garuda cancelled a $6 billion order for 49 Boeing 737 MAX jets. Nike fell 6.61% following the release of their fiscal third quarter result after the close of the previous session that saw the global athletic giant provide soft guidance for the fiscal fourth quarter. The broader S&P 500 fell 1.9% to log its biggest single session decline since January 3. The Nasdaq lost 2.5%, with Apple down 2.07% and slated to hold a special event tonight, which is widely expected. The iPhone maker will introduce a new video streaming service featuring original programming. Ride-hailing app Lyft Inc. is expected to price on March 28 and begin trading on the Nasdaq the following day. On the US-China trade front, Robert Lighthizer, the US Trade Representative, and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, will travel to Beijing this week and are expected to meet Chinese Vice Premier Liu Wei to try and resolve the remaining sticking points in talks to end the trade war. Europe's main markets settled with sharp falls as the latest Eurozone Purchasing Managers Index figures signaled a broad-based slowdown. Germany's DAX was down 1.61% to log a 2.75% weekly decline. France's CAC fell 2.03% to settle with a 2.5% weekly decline, while Italy's FTSE MIB lost 1.38% to be unchanged on the week. At a pivotal European Council summit, the European Union offered the UK a two-pronged plan to extend Brexit beyond this Friday's deadline. The UK will be offered a delay until 22nd of May if UK members of Parliament approve the deal Prime Minister May had negotiated. If not, the EU will support a shorter delay to 12 April to formulate a new plan. Elsewhere in political news, Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Rome Thursday, where he's expected to sign a deal with the government that sees Italy join Beijing's Belt and Road infrastructure plan. The move would make Italy the first G7 country to back the initiative, much to the dismay of the US and EU. London's FTSE 100 tumbled 2.01%. On the Brexit front, a number of UK papers reported that UK Prime Minister Theresa May is facing a cabinet coup. Tonight is poised to be crucial, with an expected cabinet meeting and a vote in Parliament where MPs will decide whether to take control of the House of Commons agenda to debate different Brexit options. Base metals fell across the board, copper down 1.79%, aluminium 0.24%, nickel 0.46%, and zinc 0.72%. Gains across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract gaining $1.47 or 1.73% to $85.96 a metric ton. Gold futures added $5 or 0.38% to $1,312.30 per ounce to settle with a third consecutive weekly gain. Oil prices retreated. The WTI settled 94 cents or 1.6% lower at $59.04 a barrel. Brent shed 83 cents or 1.2% to $67.30 per barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 8 basis points to 2.459%, a fresh 15-month low after trading as low as 2.42% and briefly dipping below the 3-month Treasury bill yield of 2.455%. The 2-year note yield tumbled 7.9 basis points to 2.332% to a near 10-month low and extending its weekly drop to 11.4 basis points. The 30-year bond yield pulled back 6.9 basis points to 2.893%, its lowest since last January, and contributing to a weekly decline of 12.7 basis points. The Australian dollar is buying around 70.78 US cents.
This is general advice only. We have not considered your needs or objectives.